88.9 Shine FM. Good morning. I'm Mount Mike, checking in every Wednesday at this time with Kimberly Eckert from Eckert Psychology and Education, the founder and psychologist. And we're continuing our parenting moments, wrapping up for the month, our topic of helping our teens that are just putting so much pressure on themselves.
That's right. And to end this month, I thought it would be good for listeners to just participate in a quick self-compassion practice that we often teach teens. So this is called A Moment for Me, a self-compassion break for teens. So just sit back, relax, get comfy in your chair. If you're driving, obviously, please stay alert.
Don't get too comfy.
Yes, that's right. But I would like each of you to think of a situation in your life that is difficult or causing you stress. Please choose a situation that's not the worst or the most difficult in your life, but it is something that is causing you some discomfort right now.
Okay.
When you think of this situation, can you feel the experience in your body? Perhaps discomfort such as tightening in your chest, a gripping in your stomach. Just notice it. And now say to yourself, in this moment, a part of me is struggling. Or you might say something like, whew, this does feel awful. Ugh, this is stress. Now say to yourself, this kind of struggle is a part of life. This is common humanity. Lots of other people struggle in the same way I do. Now offer yourself a kind and soothing, supportive touch. Perhaps that's a hand on your heart or another gesture that feels right for you. Feel the warmth of your hand coming through to your body. Another one for those of us, again, who have a faith, I often will hold out my right hand, as the Bible talks about how God holds us in that right hand. Now, say to yourself, may I be kind to myself just the way that God sees me. Remember that as teens, you're going through so many transitions. Your brains are changing. Your bodies are changing. You may be in a new school or thinking about college. So many pressures and so many changes. So be gentle with yourself. And again, if you have a faith, those can be words that you can imagine that God is saying to you. Mm. And then let's move to figuring out what it is that you need to say to yourself. What do I need to hear right now? And if you're having trouble finding what words to say, ask yourself, what would I say to a good friend who is going through this? Can I say those words to myself? And if the may I feel strange to you or like you're asking permission, you can always leave that out and just say, I wish to accept myself just as I am. Or I am strong, or I can accept myself. And just simply notice how you're feeling. And again, if you connect with and have a faith in God, it may sound like this. I wish to accept myself just as Jesus has accepted me. Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath and a long exhale. And there you go, Mike.
That's good.
Self-compassion practice.
Yeah, that really just forces you to slow down and just comfort yourself and know that, you know, a lot of people go through a lot of things. We're going to get through this. I like it.
Yeah, so there it goes.
Thank you very much.
Obviously, we have lots more of those kinds of skills and strategies to pass on to teens so that they can keep their high standards but remove the toxic components of harsh self-criticism that really leads to struggles like anxiety and depression.
Indeed. A great topic for the month. Thank you so much, Kimberly. And of course, I'll get you to quickly run down a little bit about the Eckert Center for parents looking to get some help for their teens or perhaps themselves.
Well, we really are here to provide counseling services for the whole family, children, teens, and adults. We have people who specialize in working with boys, teens, and men, and then those that work with children, teens, and adults. So give us a call or connect with us through eckertcenter.com. You can also go to our self-booking site and get started right away.
Okay, thank you very much. eckertcenter.com. And of course, we'll continue talking about something else. We're into June next week, Kimberly. This year, I tell you. I guess we got to give away a free initial visit. We do that every week. Thanks to Kimberly. Who's that going to go to?
Let's go with caller number 7 today.
Caller 7 right now at 403-276-8888. Well, we'll talk again next week, Kimberly, and you have a wonderful day today.
You as well, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you.